Good morning, everyone. Today is the 11th of March, 2018, Sunday morning. Don't forget to turn your clocks forward, spring forward 1 hour today. I've been working through the Psalms, and today I want to look at Psalm 3. This is a Psalm of David when he fled from Absalom, his son. You know, can you imagine what that must have been like for David to have a son that tried to steal his kingdom from him and came against his father? And David showed us how his heart was broken by his son. Lord, how are they increased that trouble me? Many are they that rise up against me. Many there be which say of my soul, there is no help for him in God. Selah. But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory, and the lifter of mine head. I cried unto the Lord with my voice, and he heard me out of his holy hill, Selah. I laid me down and slept. I awaked, for the Lord sustained me. I will not be afraid of 10,000s of people that have set themselves against me round about. Arise, O Lord, save me, O my God, for thou hast smitten all mine enemies upon the cheekbone. Thou hast broken the teeth of the ungodly. Salvation belongeth unto the Lord. Thy blessing is upon thy people, Selah. Well, you know, this psalm speaks to me. I hope it speaks to you. He begins by making a declaration how are they increased that trouble me, and many there that rise up against me. Have you ever experienced that, where it seemed like the whole world was against you? I can say that I had that experience, especially when I was a social worker and was told to place children with homosexuals and license homosexuals as foster parents, and I refused to do it. It seemed like the vengeance of the whole state of Missouri had come against me, from the governor on down. But you know what? God was faithful, and he was victorious in that matter. Many there be which say of my soul, there's no help for him in God, Selah. Well, Satan has a way of trying to discourage God's elect, bring them down. But God is faithful, and he will not leave us or forsake us. Underneath us are the everlasting arms of God. Thou, Lord, art a shield for me. A shield. You know, Goliath's shield wasn't any good for him. God caused David's little sling and his rock. He guided that stone right to the forehead of Goliath. His shield didn't do him any good. But God's shield is the lifter up of our head. I cried in the Lord with my voice, and he heard me out of his holy hill, Selah. When all the world comes against us, and it seems as though we're going to be brought down to the heap, God in his mercy protects us. I laid me down and slept. I awaked, for the Lord sustained me. I will not be afraid of 10,000s of people that have set themselves against me round about. It's quite a statement coming from David. You know, how God protects his own is a miracle. And how he quickens them, raises them from a state of spiritual death to a state of life everlasting. Arise, O Lord, save me, O my God. For thou hast smitten all mine enemies upon the cheekbone, thou hast broken the teeth of the ungodly. Salvation belongeth unto the Lord. Thy blessing is upon my people. You know, God has shown his people particular favor and blessings that no one else receives. And the most important favor and blessing that he's shown them is his salvation. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. You know, here's a passage in the book of Philippians, if I can find it here, that speaks to this aspect of God's protection. And we see that how he is, and he says, in Philippians 1, verse 6, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. He also tells us in the second chapter of Philippians, verse 13, it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. It is God which worketh in you both to will and do of his good pleasure. And then finally, in the fourth chapter of Philippians, he says, and the peace of God which passeth all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians 4, 7. Verse 13, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Verse 19, my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Well, sometimes we get discouraged, think our hope is vain, tempted then to murmur and of our lot complain. But then I think of Jesus and all he's done for me. And I cry, O Rock of Ages, hide thou me. O Rock of Ages, hide thou me. No other refuge have I but thee. That should be our heartfelt cry when we get discouraged. Because discouragement and stress is the ultimate denial of God's sovereignty in our lives, is it not? That is the greatest definition I've heard of stress. The ultimate denial of the sovereignty of God. James, the 5th chapter, says, verse 8, be also patient. James 5, be also patient, establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. Eleven, behold, we count them happy which endure. Ye have heard of the patience of Job, and have seen the end of the Lord, that the Lord is very pitiful and of tender mercies. Well, I'm thankful that we have the Word of God to go to give us hope and assurance. And, you know, He has won the victory. He is seated on His royal throne. And He is making intercession for us. And I'm glad to know that He intercedes for us. I'm persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. God bless you this morning in a special way is my prayer.